Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
Boy, this just puts you in the mood, I'm telling you. We are broadcasting live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Artificial Christmas Tree Trade-In. So stop by today, drop off your tree for Goodwill, or if you're near a Goodwill, you can, of course, drop it off there. Bill, when I decided on which tree I wanted at Tree Time, I took, was it two trips out here? And each time it was probably 2 hours.
Sure.
Maybe more. Maybe 4 hours.
It can be done faster. There are people,
yeah,
who have gotten out of here in less time.
But you don't realize that, you know, you need to know the height of the tree, the width of the tree, and there are so many beautiful things to look at to occupy your time that maybe you could spend 6 hours out here.
Sure.
And all those beautiful displays are thanks to Jim Whitehead, Tree Time Creations designer and owner of James Daniel Designs. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you for having
me. Nice to see you, Jim. Now, I saw you get a little embarrassed. You're one of actually three creative designers here at Tree Time.
Absolutely. Right? And we have tremendous support staff that actually help us do all of the work here. So
right,
there's really a small village here that actually work together to create everything that happens.
But you were saying to us privately that all the really good stuff was from you.
That's what I overheard.
Right. Yeah, he told us that.
Well, great. Thanks.
Sure.
Like, for instance, perhaps you... What amazes me is you change these little vignettes and rooms year to year, and that's got to be impossible to do. I like the little locker setup with the Blackhawks banners. That is my room. Can I just stay here tonight?
Absolutely.
And the one that's most impressive to me, there's a Dr. Seuss section just around the corner there, and that's really impressive. Love that.
It's about creating the magic and creating a reason for everybody to come back here every year and see what we create so that they can add to their collections.
I heard Lori talking earlier, and we'll talk to Joe and Lori Kane from Tree Time. This is their baby. I heard them earlier on the air saying, you don't even have to buy anything. Come out, look at our displays, get some ideas. So she's encouraging people to steal your ideas.
And we love that. But you could come out here and spend a whole day with the family, and they actually do several breakfasts with Santa and other events to bring your family out. So you don't necessarily need to come out and just buy something. Come out and spend the day. Create the magic for your family.
I'm guaranteeing you will walk out of here buying
stuff,
yeah, though.
There's
you
no
can't
doubt.
Stop.
Right, right. Jim, so much of the holiday season is nostalgia, and if you walk around Tree Time, you'll notice little hints of that everywhere. There's a window here to our left that really looks like the window you would have seen in a toy store or a department store maybe in the 40s or the 50s. I love that. And everywhere you go, there's that kind of classic Christmas feel.
Well, I'm glad that you actually like that look, because that's what we're doing in the studio this year. On November 15th. Downtown.
In our WGN studio, yeah. Every year Tree Time decorates it. Every year it's stunning.
I can't wait for the day every year.
What do you guys know the exact day that it'll be redone?
November 15th.
Oh, coming soon. Good, good. Yeah, when people, you can see people walking by on Michigan Avenue looking in and just drooling at how beautiful
That's
it is.
That's at you, Bill.
Yeah, they
You're
do.
A
lot
stud.
Of them are drooling at me. Many of them are drooling at me. Let's be honest. Thank you for decorating me. That's always nice every year on November 15th.
Happy I can help.
I look forward to that.
I have walked away with so many ideas. I mean, being the traditionalist with a Christmas tree, you would get new ornaments every year. My aunt, named Aunt,
yeah,
would give us ornaments every year. So I have tons of them from the year I was born. But you put sprigs and curlicues and berries, and no one would have ever thought to do that.
It's about layering. You want to layer as much as you can. I always say decorating Christmas is like an onion, and the more layers you put on, the more beautiful it becomes.
And it'll make you cry.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
An onion. Right. So where do you get your inspiration? How do you think of all these things?
You know what? I just kind of try to come up with things that we've done in the past, things we've experienced, you know, bringing some of the old and the new back together.
Yeah.
And just merging looks.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
Wendy confessed under oath earlier that she has a Christmas tree in her bathroom. How would you decorate that sort of thing, Jim?
Yeah, I'm afraid to touch that.
How about little tiny toilet paper roll ornaments?
I was trying to think of what I've seen out there that would maybe, we'd have to create something. I've
what about a garland made of toilet paper?
We could do that.
Although people would use that.
Right.
I don't want them to touch my tree. I just want it for show, not for go.
But you see why I'm afraid.
Yeah, all right. I get it.
But the pine scent in the bathroom is beautiful, really. When
it
you
helps,
think.
That's for sure.
It absolutely does. All right, so when you were a kid, did you know that this was your direction? You just had something in you that you said, I could just take a room and make it look like a wonderland? How'd you do that?
Not really. I actually, Christmas is something I always enjoyed, and so I did it for years for myself. I obviously worked for Department 56 for many years on the design team and traveled all over and did their showrooms.
For people who don't know Department 56, they're the ones the best of those Christmas houses, the light-up Christmas houses, that's all made by Department 56.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so getting to be on that design team for many years, we just got to experience unbelievable things. And we could, you know, we had showrooms that were just massive like this, and we could do anything in them. So
yeah.
it really helped.
Is a bigger space like this, it's got to be more of a challenge when you look out. This is essentially, it's a warehouse, but you've turned it into almost like Willy Wonka's Christmas chocolate factory. I mean, so a bigger room like this has got to be a bigger challenge.
Right. And, well, that's why we were able to do the larger scale things to create that idea for people to kind of take a bits and pieces of it home and use it.
Yeah.
Been unbelievable. We're up to about 50,000 square feet of decorated space now.
50,000 square feet.
And we kind of, is this our 11th year, Joe and Laurie? 10th year?
Sixth year.
Just been
time flies when you're having
fun. You were padding
fun.
It a little. That's okay.
I know, sorry.
Let me remind you, you're under oath.
I just want you to know that you can get everything at Tree Time, including Santa Claus toilet paper, I will decorate my bathroom tree with. Everything is here.
So we can cinch that and kind of create a garland with that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got Santa and he says smile.
Yeah, perfect.
That's appropriate when you go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, can you mix silver and gold? I know Burl Ives did, but can you mix silver and gold?
Absolutely. The big themes that I think, obviously, Santa Claus or snowman is always a really big theme.
I like the
everybody
snowman.
Loves that. And even if we don't have snow, we have lots of snow. The other look that is really popular this year is the tartan plaids. So we're kind of going back to that nostalgic feel of the old Christmas memories.
Why do you think that came back? That's curious that would be popular again. How come?
You know, I think things seem to cycle every 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
And so it comes back in other colors, other ideas, and so that's the reason, really.
And are trends that are big here in the Midwest, is that necessarily the case on the East Coast or West Coast, or is it
very
different
all
the time?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It kind of is across the board.
Hmm.
You've got a wall of ribbons. Can you teach people how to make a bow using those ribbons?
Absolutely, but we actually do lots of bows that are for sale in the showroom because people just, you know, like to buy
it's
the
easier to just
so,
get absolutely. Them. Yeah.
One of my fondest Christmas memories is we would open presents as a family, as a kid. My mom would yell, "Don't throw away the bows." Oh. We still have bows from 1961 at my house. They never got a
style. They still look good.
Yeah, they're good forever, aren't they?
And there is probably 100 different ribbons on this wall. If you come in and pick something, they'll make it for you here in the store.
Each one of them stunning. This is the tartan. I know people at home can't see it, but this is the tartan plaid you're referring to earlier.
It is.
And it reminds me we're out of scotch tape at my house. It looks like the container for scotch tape.
I'm thinking about the plaid, and really, by sound of applause, and maybe it was just our family, but didn't every family have a plaid family blanket that was draped over the couch, which ultimately you'd put in the car? But did you guys all have plaid blankets? So that's that memory. When it touches your childhood and brings you back to the family, that's what Christmas
is all about.
Is.
It's all about creating the memories.
You're already working on next year. This Christmas has not happened, but you're already thinking ahead to next year's Christmas,
aren't
you?
Yes.
You work so far in advance.
You have to, actually. If you don't buy it a year in advance, you're not going to get it.
That's
most
true.
Of the purchasing of Christmas things, really,
happens
in the
January.
Industry, it's in January, right after Christmas.
Absolutely.
Wow. You have to really plan ahead, don't you? Jim, this place is amazing, and you're a big part of it, and thank you for joining us. We really love it every time we're at Tree Time talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for coming out and doing this with us today.
That's Jim Whitehead. Jim, give your own business again, so if people want you in any way.
James Daniels Design.
All right. And when I say want you in any way, there are some limits to that, correct?
Yes.
All right. Please, folks, there are some limits to what Jim can do for you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Ho,
We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy from Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN.